Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Gimel in the middle of the sugi of Halchim Amam and Acharev. We're going to start the shiur from the end of Daf Tzadik Beis and Beis Tashema. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that Halchim Amam and Acharev, the Gemara says Tashema, Hamoicher Evel Lechaveiv and Imsa Ganav or Kibustis. Someone sells the Evet to his friend and the Evet turns out he's a Ganav. Or Rashi says a kibusis means a kidnapper. Rav Yishayim say it means a gambler. Higiyai. So he can't tainem ekach tais. He has to take the evidence the way it is. But if it's a list of mezuyin, an armed robber, a muchtav l'malchus, or somebody that has already a death sentence, ayim aloy ereshel chalaf anecha, then he doesn't have to take him. He could tainem ekach tais. He could say ereshel chalaf anecha. So Yomari asks the kasha, Reisha, my tamu. Lam mishum deruba achi yisnu. What's the reason for the Reisha that it's a year you can't tie in a mekach tais? It must be because halchem amam and achi roiv, and roiv avadim aganovim. So roiv tells you that he's a ganiv. You can't tie in a mekach tais. So Yomari says, loy, kuli achi yisnu, ol avadim aganovim. Or the Shita Megavetsis says, it means that Ruba the Ruba are ganavim. There's a melech. There's no tain of mekach tais. Not because of the din of halchamam and acharei. Ad kan the gemar. So Ramban, the Rashban, Kamri, Shainim, Redos. They want to know what's pshat in this gemar. Normally, when you buy something, you already paid for it. So a guy, let's say, buys the evet, and he paid the money for the evet already, and now he wants to get his money back. So what's it gonna help ben halchamam and acharei? The keich is not the muzik, the meicher is the muzik. The meicher has the reiv on his side, reiv avadim aganavim, and he already has the money. So what's the raya that halchem amam and acharev? And why does the gemara have to change it? Lidi don that we pass in halchem amam and acharev to kulach yisnu. Here the meicher is the muzik. The meicher has the money, and the meicher has the reiv. What's it sad the keich get the money out of the meicher? Why do you have to come on to the din of Halcha Maman Acharev? Stam, Halcha Maman Acharev is when the Reiv is going against the Muchzik. Here the Reiv is together with the Muchzik. So the Ramban and the Rashban Kamari Shainim say that Vaistais, the Bryce is talking about a case where he didn't pay the money. And they bring different Reis, different places where the Gemara saw that the Bryce of Behechach has to be talking about such a case where he didn't pay the money. The marshal, the sefer says, "Listen, mezuyin and muchlav malchus, amalei reishal chalaf anecha." You could tell him a reishal chalaf anecha. That doesn't sound like he paid the money already. When he pays the money, it should say the meich has to give him back the money. Amalei reishal chalaf anecha means I don't have to give you the money. I could say here, take your evid back. I'm not interested in your evid. He's a muchlav malchus. He's a listen mezuyin. But clearly, the lashon of a reishal chalaf anecha means lekach didn't pay the money. And that's why he could tell him, I don't have to pay the money here. Hareishal chalaf anecha. It's actually a shayl in the Rishayim. What's it then if he did pay the money b'chay gavna? I don't want to go into that sugiro so much. But I'm just mentioning, it's a mechalikis Rishayim. If he paid money, maybe he can't get his money back. But I'll upon him, even if the halacha is that even if he paid money, get his money back. But the lashon of the Braisa, hareishal chalaf anecha, is mash, we didn't pay the money. So ay b'zay b'chay gavna, the Braisa said in the Reisha, higiyay. Meaning that he has to keep it, even in the case we didn't pay the money. Vaistis has to pay the money. If them is a shaila, why does he have to pay the money? He's the muchzik. If them is the raya, that halchem amam and acharev, and since reiv aganavim, halchem amam and acharev, he can be mitzi from a muchzik with a reiv. That's what the Rishayim say. Now the Sefer Teiras Chaim, from one of the G'dayle Achreinim, the Friedek Achreinim, he's medayik in the Rishbam, that the Rishbam old nachvaitim. And the Rishbam says this lashon. The Rishbam says a kasha l'shmuel. The kaved le'ozel basaruba kapalgu palgadami. V'mkein amayi giray harei eloi ha'yedei l'keach shayi b'mumzeh. Ustam l'keach ha'evet shepirit yov zuzei. U'mum avat l'komek l'chomem keach l'edu l'keach. The Rishbam says a vart, it's a raya the hochem aman acharev. Because if you don't go basarev, so it's kapalgu palgadami, says. So kumdeis is mamish kapalgu palgadami. So Mela, why is it a Giyai? Why can't he taina that it's a Mekach Tais? Why is Rishbam stressing the point that it's Kapalgu Palgadami? Let him say, don't go bas arayv. So mainly you can't be mitzi from a muchzik with a rayv. You don't go bas arayv. He say, let's go arayv. Why is he stressing the point, kapalgo palgadami? Zakta tayas chayim is stama because he wants to say that bechlal there's no taina of rayv. Bechlal there's no tzan of mekach, that it's not a mekach tayis. Because batsim it should be a mekach tayis. Because stam yov zuzei, ha'evet shipuri yov zuzei. So minestam it's a mekach tayis. The only reason to say it's ois mekach tayis is because it's a rayv. Because rayv avadim aganachim. And Shmuel doesn't own the rayv. Is it male? It's avad mekach tayis. And you can even be mitzi moment from the mecha that way. That's a diiket erishbam from one of the gedele achreinim from the teres chai. And shaylis, what's the svaris of machlekes? And bezunda, I have a gvaldik akasha on the rishaynim. When you have a suffix, the halach is you go bas a mukzik. And when you have a rave connected the muzik, we have a machlaikis if you go bas a muzik, or you go bas a rave and the rave is mitzi from the muzik. But in this Gemara, what exactly is the suffix? We have an Evan, he bought an Evan, the Evan's a Ganav. What's the suffix? It's a suffix if the Lekach would have bought the Evan had he known it's a Ganav. So how is the rave being machriya on the suffix? If you're going to tell me Roiv Leichem don't care if their Evid's a Ganav, okay? So we have a Roiv. Roiv Leichem don't care. Miyad care. So we have a Shaila. Could the Roiv be Maitzi Mammon? Could he tiny is from the Miyad who does care? Or you go bust the Roiv of people that don't care? But that's not the case here. The Gemara doesn't say that Roiv Leichem don't care about an Evid being a Ganav. Mestama all Leichem care that the Evid shouldn't be a Ganav. The aside is Roiv Avodim Aganavim. How would Rav Avadim be Ganovim prove if he cares that the Eved's a Ganov or doesn't care the Eved's a Ganov? How would that prove it? Elamai, if Rav Avadim are Ganovim, so he should have known it's a Ganov. So what does that have to do with Halchim Omen Acharayv? Elamai, if Halchim Omen Acharayv, so if Rav Avadim are Ganovim, so he should have known it's an Eved, he should have known it's a Ganov. And if ain't Halchim Omen Acharayv, so if Rav Avadim are Ganovim, that doesn't tell him he's a Ganov. So it's not a shaila if Rav's machriya suffix that we have. The shaila is, if there's a Rav that Avadim are Ganavim, does that make it that the Lekeach should have known it's a Ganav? So what did Rishayim saying with such a pshitas especially that you should go bas a muchzik? Mimanavshach, if the fact that Rav says that he's a Ganav means the Lekeach should have known it's a Ganav, so then it's not a Mekach Tayis no matter what. If the pshat that Rav saying that the Eved's a Ganav and makes it the Lekech still Katayin, I didn't know it was a Ganav, because Enoch HaMaman HaRav, so then it's a Mekach Tais no matter what. That's how the Teres Chaim is learning up the Rishbam. I'm Chayyad their state in Rishbam. But what's pshat on the other Rishayim? What's the suffix here that Rav is being Machriya on that was saying that Rav cannot be Meitzi from a Muzik, but if the Meich is a Muzik, he already paid, then Fakir, he's a Muzik, he wins. The Chayit is no suffix. The Shaila is there a din that the Lekach should have known that it's a Ganav? And if Enoch HaMaman HaRav tells me that the Lekach didn't necessarily have to know he's a Ganav, so I was saying, let the Lekach be Meitzi from the Mecher. What's Pshat and the other Rishayim? This is a Kasha, very Shver Kasha. So I want to say a Teretz, a possible Hezim Nachlekes or Rishbam and the other Rishayim. And I'm not sure if it's Mechach, but either way, the tzush that I'm going to make is anyway a gemalig chashiv yediyah for our sugya. So even if the tliya is not a good tliya, but I'll call upon him, you have this gemalig yediyah, another machlekes rishayim very negay to our sugya. There's a gemara in Chulin Daf Nun. The gemara says that let's say you have an animal which there's a needle in its stomach, and the gemara goes through when the needle makes it a treva. And the Gemara makes the point that if there's already a scab on the makah, then we know that the needle was already there for 3 days. So, if there's already a scab on the makah, and he bought it within 3 days, it's a mekach tais, the Gemara says. If there's no scab on the makah, so we don't know how long the needle was there, so the din is a meiskmel of arayim. There's a whole sugi at the end of the seventh parak in Ksuvus about this. That's not our topic. But from the Gemara you see your site, that if somebody buys a bull, and there's a needle in the stomach, and we can ascertain that the needle was there b'shas the mechira, so it's a mekach tais, and he gets his money back. Thus state in the Gemara. So the Rishonim there bring down Rabbeinu Ephraim, and it's also the Bala Itter, that say that's dafka when there's a needle in the stomach. But let's say someone buys a bull or a sheep, and he finds there's a sircha in the lungs. They do the bedikas hareya, and there's a sircha. He cannot tie in a mekach tais, tie in Rabbeinu Ephraim. He says the chilek is a needle is something which is not shkiach. You go buy a bull and you end up with something which is not shkiach, a needle in the stomach, that's not shkiach. You could say it's a mekach tais. But a sirch is shkiach. A sirch happens all the time. So memela, you can't say mekach tais on something that's shkiach unless you have to make it tonight. You want to make sure that the animal that you bought, the sircha free, you have to make it tonight. Something which is not shkiach like a needle, you can tie in a mekach tais. Something which is shkiach like a sircha, zayt Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Balita, you can't tie in a mekach tais. Factor and ban, it's muchach from our sugya not that way. There's no such a say, zayt Rabban. Things could be plenty shkiach and you can still tie in a mekach tais. He brings two rayas from our Gemara, one from Tzadik Beis, one from this Gemara we're just learning now. The Gemara is mavur, ha-meicha shalach avei v'nim sanakhan. If he bought it Liridya, it's a mekach tais. If he bought it Liridya, he bought it for Charisha, it's a mekach tais. The Gemara says he's the gavra d'zav in Liridya, and he buys a shayin, it's a nachan, it's a mekach tais. Zog der Ramban, nachan's a shkiach. The Gemara says, it's actually one man the yomer, but the Gemara says, and after his vavim avakama, stam shvarim lav v'cheskashim makayma. The regular show, you got to watch out for it. It might be a nachan. Nachanam a shkiach. And still it says, that if you buy a show and it's found a nachan, despite the fact that nachanam a shkiach, still it says it's a mekach tais. Even though it's shkiach, it's plenty of shorim than a nachanam. Adarav, stam shvarim lav v'cheskashim makayma. And still you could tie in a mekach tais. Vaisteis, even a mum that shkiach, you could say mekach tais. Another ayish magamara. You buy an avid. And he's a ganav. And the Gemara says, the Brisa says it's not a mekach tais. The Brisa says it's good. And the Gemara shries, what do you mean? And ochamam and acharev, it's a kasha and shmuel. The Gemara had this that sign, kul achi yisnu. But the fact that the roiv ganavim, mavur in the Gemara klar, the fact that roiv ganavim, that's not going to make it a mekach tais, l'di don, that we paskin like shmuel, that ain't ochamam and acharev. Even though fakert, it's more than shkiach, it's a roiv. Doesn't matter. It's still a mekach tais. So, factor and ban on the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Bala Itter, you see mefurish in the Gemara that even a mum that shkiach, even when it's a roiv, you could always tie in a mekach tais. You see a nachan is that way. You see a ever that's a ganav, it's that way, except for kulach niyisnu. So, who a din a treifa? That's a sircha, and that, the mice, it's a mum. It's a gefer lecha mum. You can't eat it. It doesn't matter that it's shkiach, you can still tie in a mekach tais. That's like the Ramban. So what's pshat in the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Bala Itter? Zok the Rosh, he holds like the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Bala Itter. And other Rabbi says, he has a raya. The Gemara says in Ksuvis that the din is, when you make a tanai and you're an oinus on a kiyam at tanai, that the din is that you could have a tainus oinus. Hakaponimi derayis, you could have a tainus oinus. You made a tanai. You said, if I didn't come, I'm like, Basi, you'd be schaydish, it should be a get. And he got sick, he couldn't come. You have a tainus oinus. But an oinus to shchiach, that you don't have a taina. The guy came back and he missed the boat. He missed the boat. It was an oinus to shchiach, that you can't taina. It's havelei lesnui v'liasni. So you see, even when you have a taina, that I didn't mean to include an oinus, but an oinus to shchiach, you have to red ice. Here also, a mum that shchiach, you have to red ice. That's taina the rush. So what do you do with the Gemara of Nachan and the Gemara with Eved? So he says, when the meicher knows about the mum, if the meicher knows about the mum, you don't have a taina, he should have had ice, because v'keret, he was samech on the meicher. Sheiris Yisrael, like Asu Avol Yidam Ruchazov, I don't have to think that the meicher is trying to pass on me a defective Eved or a defective shar, even if it's shkiach, because if the meicher would know about it. It's his shar. He would know if it's a Nachan. It's his Eved. He would know if it's a ganav. So Mela, because he knows about it, I'm not bothering to be masnim because I could trust him that he's not going to give me something defective. Mashenki and Atreifus, the Meicha also doesn't know about it. How is the Meicha supposed to know if it's a sircha or not in the lungs of the cow? The Mayach also doesn't know. So Mamela, if it's a thing that's Shkiach, you have to be Masna. That's Dr. Rush. And it's a big Machlokes Rishayim. Like we said, the Baal Itur, Ben Ephraim, and the Rush, they all paskin that by a Treva, that Shkiach, he can't tie the Mekach Tais. Mashenkin, the Ramban, the Ran, and the Beis Yosef says the Rambam also is Mashaway, the Ram says Stam, and the Trefi says the Mekach Tais. They paskin, even a Treva that Shkiach, you could tie the Mekach Tais. Both days are brought in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shaila is, what's the Svaris of Machlokes? What's the Svaris of Machlokes? What's the Svaris of Machlokes if Shkiach is called a Mekach Tais or not? So I want to tie Nazai. The Rush that holds, and this is how he teaches the Ben Ephraim and the Baal Itur, the Rush that holds that a Shkiach is not called a Mekach Tais, and here by Nachin and by Evid that's a Ganav, it's different because the Meicha knows about it, and he was saying on the Meicha shares his soul, Yasu Avlo. He holds the aside of Mekach Tais is that the Lekeach, had he known this information, he would never have bought it. Because Bemis, he declares Achakira. What's the aside of Mekach Tais? Is the aside of Mekach Tais that it's a Tais in his Das? There's an Umdana that he never would have done it had he known the real story. There's an Umdana. And a Das that's based on a Tais is not a Das. A Tais is a Chsoyan and Das. And Memel, that's why the Mekach is not Kayim. Because you have an umdana. Had he known the real facts, he wouldn't have done it. So Mela, it was a mistake. And a mistake is not das. That's one side. The second side of Mekach Tois is that it's not the Mekach. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Tois, that it's like an umdana, he never would have done it. It's a chsayin and das. That's not the vart. The vart is, it's not the Mekach. When I buy seeds and they don't grow, I didn't buy this because seeds, by definition, grow. And this doesn't grow. So it's like I didn't buy it. Just like if I would buy a shor, and then it's dark, I didn't see exactly, I'm told it's a shor, I make mashiach on it, and it turns out it's a chamar. It's a din das, that the pshat is, had I known it was a chamar, I never would have made this kinyan. That's not a vart. I never made a kinyan on a chamar. I made a kinyan on a shor. I made a mekach on a shor. This is a chamar. It's a different thing. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a tais. It's a different mekach. So same thing with a mum. Azayik, you can learn up. A mum's considered a different mekach. If I'm buying seeds and they don't grow, the pshat is that's not seeds. It could be it's good to eat. So mela, if I bought it for achila, then is. If I didn't read isis for zvius, I didn't buy seeds. I bought grain. I bought food. Food it is. Seeds it's not. That's the word. I buy a shor, if I'm buying it for eating, it's good. If I'm buying it for chayrisha, what am I buying? I'm buying a plowing machine. A plowing machine that's a nachin doesn't work. I can't take care of such a machine. It's a different thing. It's not the mekach that I bought. I buy an evid. If the evid's a ganim, it's not what I bought. It's a chsayin and etz a mekach. So the Rosh, I think, clearly holds that the first tzad. That's a shaylin is das. If you'd have known this bit of information, he never would have done it. That makes his das not a das. That makes his das a tois. Memele the mekach is not kayim. So Memele, have a svara. If it was a shriach de gazach, you buy an animal and you say, well, if I'd have known there was a sircha, I never would have bought it. Well, you knew that there could be a sircha. It's very shriach to be a sircha. You could say, had I known there was a needle in the stomach, you never would have bought it. That's correct. But had you known there was a sircha, you never would have bought it. You know, there might be a sircha. It's shkiach. That's what Tzush told to the Gemara in Ksuvus. You could say, when I said in my bossy, I didn't mean if I get sick. I tried. I got sick. I didn't expect to get sick. But if you missed the bus, you didn't mean if you missed the bus, you knew you could have missed the bus. So I said the shkiach. You can't say you didn't mean that. That's not called a new information. So mail the Rosh Hashanah is good. So Mela, by when the Meicher knows the Mum, like by Nachin and by Ganev, so what are you telling me? How could you say, if I'd have known it's a Nachin, I wouldn't have bought it, Nachanim Mashkiach? Yeah, that's only when you also wouldn't know. But if you do know, so even though Nachanim Mashkiach, but I never had a Havamina. I'm shocked, I never had a Havamina. You're going to sell me a Nachin. Sheyus is only Asu'avla. According to the Rashi, you say it is you need Tais. So if the Meicher himself doesn't know, a David is l'shkiach, I could say, I didn't know a l'shkiach thing's going to happen. A David is shkiach, he can't say that. That's not a tois. You should have known about it. It's shkiach. You didn't want it, you have to say something. But something which the Meicha knows about, Vaita could go in Taina. They had absolutely no idea that this was going to happen. Not because it's not Shchich that Sharem Anachanim, not because it's not Shchich that Avodim Aganavim, but because I didn't think the Meicha is going to fool me. Sheish Yisrael Yasu Avol, that's Taina Derash. So I didn't think the Meicha is going to fool me. That makes it into a Dice. This is all the Das Rosh and the Bein Ephraim and the Baal Yitir. But the Ramban holds the second side. The Ramban holds has nothing to do with my Das, whether I made a Tais, whether I should have known, whether I didn't know, whether I could have known. That's not the point. Mekach Tais is a Pshat, it's not the Mekach. There's a Mekach, there's an Avekshtel. It's established what exactly is called the Mekach, and anything else is just not the Mekach. It's like buying a Shor and finding a Chamor. A car with damaged brakes is like a motorcycle. Just like if I buy a car, I get a motorcycle. It's not just because I made a Tais. So within a car means a car with good brakes. It doesn't have good brakes. It's nothing. It's not the Mekach. Nothing to do with had I known it wouldn't be, the brakes weren't good, I never would have bought it. That's not the Vart. The Vart is, that's not the Mekach. So the Ramban brings a good Raya then. You see, even when the Mumma Mashkiach, still, the Lekeach has a taina of a nishtas in the Mekach. Shkiach in, shkiach out. That's not the Mekach. I'm buying a shor to eat. A treif is not something I can eat. It's not the Mekach. That's not what I want. I'm buying a shor for Harisha Anachin. It's no good for Harisha. I'm buying an Eved. A Ganav is no good for an Eved. It doesn't matter how shkiach it is. That's how I want to learn Pshat in the Machloikis, the Rishonim, the Machloikis, the Ramban, the Rosh, and Chulin. When you have a sircha, is that called a mekach tais? That the Rosh holds that if it's shchiach, it's not a mekach tais. And I, what about nachin, which is shchiach? What about ganav by ever, which is shchiach? Teretz is there when the meicha knows about it. Lekeach is seimich and sheish yisrael yasu avlo. And that's why it's a mekach tais. Manos know, even if it's shchiach, it's called a mekach tais. And he doesn't hold it a chiluk of the Rosh. And what's the source of machlokes? The Rosh holds the side of Mekach Tais is that I didn't, it's a Tais, I made a mistake. Had I known the information, I never would have done it. So anything that's Shkiach, you can't say that because you knew it could have happened and you still did it. Vice Tais, even if you know the information, you would have done it. And it's not a Raya from Nachan and Eved because there, even though it's Shkiach, but I didn't think the guy would fool me. So Mela, for me it's not Shkiach. I didn't expect it. For me it was unexpected. Mashang and the Rabban has nothing to do with you at Tais, it has to do with what is the Mekach. So mainly you see from Nachin and from Eved that even a mum that Shkiach could make it, that's not the Mekach. And the mainly the whole thing about Einsid the Shkiach, the B'Ksuvah says, no Shakas according to Rabban. That's talking about your Tnon, but here it's not the Mekach. As I ever look like. So now, getting back to our Sugya, we spoke out, Machalikish Yishainim, that the Rishonim here say that the Yisoid, that the Gemara asked the Kasha, that because of Ein Holchem Amam and Acharoiv, we should say it's the Mekach Tais, and the Rishonim ask, but why? He being Meitzi from the Meicher. He already paid, he being Meitzi from the Meicher. So Rishonim say, Vaisis the Gemara, and that's time the case of the Braisa was, where the Lekeach is still Mugzik. So the Rishonim hold the Meisa, when you have a Roiv, let's say you have a Mum, which is the Roiv have this Mum, and there's a din of Ein Holchem Amam and Acharoiv, so it would be different. There'll be a chilek. That if the lekeach is muchzik, then he doesn't have to pay. Because even though Reiv has the mum, but in Ocham Mom and Acharoiv, and lekeach at Taina Mekach Tais. Mashiach, if the meicher is muchzik, so forget. The Reiv is on the side of the meicher. The meicher at Taina, it's not a Mekach Tais because of the Reiv that has his mum, and the Mela, he doesn't have to give back the money. That's what the Rishonim say. The Rishbam, like we said, the way the Torah Schaim learns up, holds no. Once you don't have a Reiv, Samelis Kapalgu Palgadami Taina the Rishbam, and Mamela the Kecha Taina, it's a Mekach Tais, it's Mashma even to be Maitzi from a Muchzik. So I want to say like this, if you never like the Rosh holds Halacha L'maisa, anything that Shkiach, you can't Taina Mekach Tais, you should have been Masne. With one exception, if the Meicha knows about it. The Meicha knows about it, then you could say, I wasn't master because I was Seimich on Sheirish Yisrael Liyasa Avla. So the Shaila is over here. Why don't you say that I was Seimich on Sheirish Yisrael Liyasa Avla? And the Meila to Mekach Tais, even though Reiva Ganavim. Behechik Lefila Rashi, you're going to have to learn that if you hold Holchem Amam and Acher Reiv,
So Mimela, the Balt is a halacha of Rav, and Rav tells me, and Rav is a Kaveyan Mammon, and Rav says he's a Ganev, there's no Sherry Shasol Yasa Avla, I don't have to tell you he's a Ganev. You know he's a Ganev, because the Rav says he's a Ganev, and Halacha Mammon Acha Rav. And if you don't, ain't Halacha Mammon Acha Rav, so Kumtais, I have to tell you he's a Ganev. So don't Sherry Shasol Yasa Avla, I have to tell you he's a Ganev. And once you say that, that the Pshat is Meichers Mechuyiv to tell him he's a Ganev, because Ein Alchem Amman Acharoyiv, so Oy Bezay, it's a Mekach Tais. Because he was saying, Mechan Sherry Shasol, Yas Avla. Azay Daf Oyskum in the Cheshman Lefida Rosh. The Rosh holds that the Emes and things that are Shchiach really would not be a Mekach Tais, because there's no Tais. You should have known about it. Elamai, why by an Eved is it called a Mekach Tais? Terry says, I shouldn't have known about it because the Meicha was supposed to tell me. So how come when you have Hochem Amam and Acheroyiv mitamo, you should have known about it. The Terry says, Hochem Amam and Acheroyiv says that the Meicha doesn't have to say it. It's clear that way. The Reiv Paskins that way. And Hochem Amam and Acheroyiv. I was a Shmuel holds in Hochem Amam and Acheroyiv. That's the Rishbam. It's Kapalga Valga. Vice says the Meicha does have to tell him about it. If the Meich had to tell him about it, it's a Mekach Tais, he could be made from a Mugzik also. Mashengen the Ramban goes L'shitasai. Has nothing to do with a mistake that he made and he should have known and he shouldn't have known. The Shaila is, what exactly is this Mekach? Normal, a Mekach, even if the Mum is Shkiach, the Mekach is a Mekach without a Mum. And if it has a Mum, Nishdas in the Mekach. Period. Nothing to do with he made a Tais, he should have known, he shouldn't have known, it's not Negeh. The question is, what's the Mekach? The Mekach is without a Mum. With the Mum, that's not the Mekach. Now, if you hold Halacha Mammon and Acha Rav, Rav Tainis, that since Rav Avadim are Ganavim, so Rav Tainis that the Mekach is a Mekach of an Eved Zaganav, because the Rav tells the Mekach that this Eved Zaganav. And the male, the Rav makes the Mekach into a Mekach of an Eved with the Ganav. And that's why he can be made Simon with the Rav Lefi Rav. And that's the Kasha and Shmuel. That Enoch and Ami, the Rav goes and is trying to shtel avek the Mekach to be a Mekach of an Eved, it is a Ganav. But I'm the Mugzik. And I, Taina, that the Mekach is a Mekach without an Eved, that's a Ganav. What makes you say that the Mekach is a Mekach with an Eved, that is a Ganav? The Rav. And I'm a Mugzik. A Rav doesn't win connected the Mugzik. But when the Meich is a Mugzik, and the Rav is helping him out, so he could Taina, no, the Mekach is a Mekach of an Eved, that is a Ganav. The Rav is on the side of the Mugzik. And Mimela, in that case, he won't be able to be Meitzi Mammon. Azay Vilch Vashtem Shat in the Sugya, Shat in the Mechleg is Yishayim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara at the end of the Sugya says that the din of Halacha Mammon Acha Rav is actually a Mechleg is Tana. The Gemara says, Ta Shema, from a Mishnah, Mecha Peres HaChaver V'Zara, and V'Leitzamcha, Afilu Zera Pishin, and Chaya Bachar Yusay. So it says, even by flaxseed, if the seeds are defective and they don't grow anything, he's not chayav b'achrayis, he could say that I sold it b'achila. And that's true not only by wheat and barley, but even by flaxseed. What do you mean even by flaxseed? My love, afilu zerapish and the rubel is riazav nefilochila is lina basaruba. Flaxseed al piroiv is sold for planting. Only a mere of flaxseed is sold for eating. And still, he could say, I sold it for eating, you don't go basarayv. So the Gemara says, Tanayi, the Gemara says, Machlek is Tanayim, because the Raisa says, Amaycha peyes lechavei v'zarev leitzamchu, zeroine gineshein echalm chayim v'chirusan, zereh pishtan ein chayim v'chirusan. That's like a Mishnah. But then, Rabbi Yesi Aymer, noisen lei demei zera. He does have to pay back, he has to give him back. So Raisa says, Rabbi Yesi holds, you go basarayv. So the Tanakam holds, you don't go basarayv. Rabbi Yesi says, you go basarayv. Amru loy harbit loy chameisel medvarim achayim. And the Gemara is Mazmer, Rabbi Yesi, and Amr, I really hold both of them, hold you go basarayv. But Rabbi Yesi holds that since Rav, a flaxseed that's bought, is bought for Zriya, and a mere that a flaxseed is bought for Achila, that Rav could be Kavei that it's Lizriya, and Melik, he might see him on with this Rav. And the Amr, also holds Be'atzim, could be go basarayv, my mammon. But Rav, people who buy flaxseeds are buying it like Achila. There are a lot more people that include flaxseed in their diet than there are farmers that plant flaxseed. But others then, the flaxseed that you need for your diet is very little compared to how much one flaxseed farmer, one linen farmer would plant. So you want to know, when you're dealing with the flaxseed, how much flaxseed? Is flaxseed used more for Zriya for Achila? I buy the flaxseed used more for Zriya. But you want to know, people, do people buy flaxseed? The sales of flaxseed are most of them for Zriya, most of them for Achila. Most people who are buying flaxseed are buying it for Achila because a lot more people eat flaxseeds than people who use it for planting. So that's a machlokes which way you go by. So we already discussed the Inyan of Halacha Mamanachah, right? But I want to schmooze about this machlokes Rebbe Yossi Amrulai. What's the source of machlokes if you go buster the amount of flaxseed that's sold in the veld, or you go buster the amount of people buying flaxseeds? What's the source of machlokes? What are the two tzedadim? Now there's a similar schmooze in the Paiskim. The Gemara says, Gemara Chul and Daf Tzadik Hey, it's in Kama, other places in Shas, famous Gemara, Sachem Ayin Gimel, Sachem Daf Tes. There are 10 stores, 9 of them that sell basa shkuta, and 1 of them sells basa nevela. If you went into the store and bought, then there's din of kol kvur kamachsa maksa. But if you find meat in the street, benim salach acharei, if you say, call the parish, move a parish. So the place can discuss, it's born the Piskei Tshuva, in Simen Kuv Yud, Sifkat and Beis. This din, that when you have 9 stores selling basa shchut and 1 selling basa nevela, you go basa raiv, one of the stores that's selling basa nevela has more meat than the other 9 stores combined. Does it go dafka basa the stores? Well, no, the Gemara just meant the shtickle of dafka, assuming every store has an equal amount of meat. The issue is how much meat there is. Not totally in the stores, it's totally amount of meat. Oh no, it's totally in the stores. Piskei Tshuva there brings Kama Achreinim, the Chavis Das there, Sifkat and Gimel, Kuf Yutzim, Sifkat and Gimel, the Tshuva's Knesset Yecheskel, Simen Chav Dalad, the Naida Behuda, and our Chaim Tanyana Simen Ayin Aleph. He's got it with Mesupik about it, he's just Mitzadah that way. There's also a flaw in Ksuvah's Daft Ezvav. They all say, the Gemara says stores, it doesn't say how much meat is in the store. It's telling totally how many stores there are. How much meat is in the stores, not negated to the Raif, it's totally on the stores. The Rosh Hashir and the Chazenish in Yeridei is similar to Zayin Sivkav Dal. It says that's Kufa Machlokes Rebbe Yossi in the Amrulai. Rebbe Yossi that says it's totally in the amount of flax seeds. He holds it by the stores. He would hold this totally amount of meat. How much meat is it? Not totally in the amount of stores. The Amrulai that says it's totally in the people. He would hold it totally in the stores. Chazenish says, and that stems with what the Achrenim seem to them on, because they say it says stores. So he says that the Amrulai is a rabbi. It's Rabbi Yossi against the Amrulai. The Amrulai is a rabbi. Yachav Ram, Alachav Ram. We pass like the Amrulai. That's totally on the people, not in the Zera. That's totally on the people buying it, not on how much Zera is sold. So the Melahu Adini, it's totally in the stores, not on the meat that's in the store. But still, what's the Svaris of Machlaikis? They also, what's the Svaris of Machlaikis? What's the Svaris of Shaila? It should be totally in the store, totally in the meat. What's the shaila? So the Piskei Tshuva that brings down the base of Ephraim, it's in Yeridei Simen Mem. He says a gevaldige svara de gezach. He says he can't give a rule as a totally on the store, as a totally in the meat. It depends what the suffix is. He says like this: let's say we know that one piece of meat was perished from one store. We don't know which store it was perished from, and the suffix is which store was it perished from. Avadi says you go bust to the stores. It's not negaya how much meat's in the store. What's the difference how much meat's in the store? One piece of meat was perish. One guy bought one piece of meat from one store. Zehu. What's the difference how much meat was in the store? That makes no nafkamina. The shal's how many stores there are. He could have bought from any store. If the raiv stores at a kosher and me at store selling treif, it's raiv. You say it's kosher. That's like the case, because the first case of the Braisa was he went into one store and bought it. In that case, anyway, you say, Kol Kavur Kamachsa Machsa. Nims is a similar case, where the Pshat is one piece of meat was perished. The Gemara Psachim Naftes brings the case. There are 9 piles. There are 10 piles, 9 matzah and 1 chametz. And Achba took from one of these piles. So one piece was taken from one of the piles. It doesn't matter how big the piles are. What's the difference? One piece went out from one of the piles. So, Shiloh, which pile did it come from? You go bust it right. But let's say, Fakert, let's say all the meat was taken out of the stores. All the meat was taken out of the stores. And now we have a suffering in this meat. Which is it coming from? So, Avadi says it doesn't go bust to the stores. What's the difference how many stores there are? Shiloh, how much meat there is? If raven and meat that was hanging around the town is treif, and you want to know which is this piece of meat, I've had to go over some meat. What's the difference how many stores there are? The shalos are shalos on the meat. I mean, l'chayr, l'fiza, who then if it wasn't all the meat that came out of the stores? That's his case. But you know that more meat was bought from the treifer store than was from all the kosher stores combined. And the question is, one of the buyers of the meat dropped the meat. And l'maisa, more meat was sold, more meat was taken out of the treifer store than all the kosher stores combined. Zak de Beis Ephraim, avada has nothing to do with the stores then. The question is, there's a certain amount of customers, a certain amount of people walking around with meat. One of them dropped the meat. You go over Sarif. If Raif of the customers were holding treif of meat, I've had this treif. Doesn't make a difference that there are more kosher stores than the treifer store. Chayik of all the Gedvarim Shaltam. So what about our case? So I would say Lefida Beis Ephraim like this. If you have a guy, which the Meicha didn't know who he was, the Meicha didn't know him. Like we spoke before in the previous shir, but a problem by the one who bought the Shoiv and Imsa Nachin, that when the Gemara says, Velechse, he gave it the Zavon, l'radya, he gave it the Zavon, l'chasta, the Rishbam says, and the Meicha is makir him. And as I say, Shulchan Aruch also. If you know that this guy is a flax farmer, and you also know that he's not a health food person, he's not a person that would ever eat flaxseed. Zavada, then he bought it for Zviya. Zavada, it is a Mekkah Tais. If you know that he's not a flaxseed farmer, he's a health-conscious person, and he bought it, so then Zavada, he bought it L'Achila. It's all Vashit. Let's say you don't know who he is. So then I would say, Zavada, you have to go Vasarei for the people. That's the base of Ephraim's Svara. What's the difference what Rav flaxseeds are sold for? That's not the question. The question is, this person, is he buying, is he a flaxseed farmer or not? Is he buying for Zriya or not? If Rav people aren't flaxseed farmers, they don't buy for Zriya. So if either the Rav paskins, he bought a lachila. What's the difference that the flaxseed farmers buy more and more and more Zriya? That's not going to paskin on the mensh. As I the pashtas, Lefida Beis Ephraim. Now, l'chayr, what's the case? So I would say that the case is a gavra de zavon lahachi lahachi, just like the same case that a meicha shalach ve'evanim senachin. This guy is a flaxseed farmer, but he's also a health conscious person that uses flaxseed in his diet. So that means it's a bissel shver. When you have the gavra de zavon lahachi lahachi, what's the difference what the rave in the veld is? This gavra de zavon lahachi lahachi, how could the rave l'ridya say it's the mekach tais when he's a gavra which is zavon l'ridya and l'chasta? He happens to be both a farmer and a butcher. So what's pshat the Gemara before that by a gavra de zavon lahachi lahachi go b'sereiv? You're showing a many shtelzich on this kasha. The Rosh Bava Kama, the beginning of the fifth parak on this Gemara, he says, So what? Why is the roiv being kaveh? Mikol makim kaven the ruba the alma mesiel l'ridya machriya dasa kainel l'tzadazeh. Since the roiv of the olam is l'ridya, so that's machriya this kain also l'ridya. And come out the same thing the Rashi here brings b'shem the Ravid. When he's a gavin at Zavon lahachi lahachi, then you go b'sa Rav of the Olam. But not for Shane the Svar. L'chayr the Svar is like we spoke about in the previous Shia. It's not a shaila what his kavana is. That his kavana is not negay, like we said. Even if we could bring a riot to what his kavana is, it doesn't work. Now Rav is a Svar at the Shtelavek the Mekach. He could taina the Rav. Like the Rishbam's lashing before, you go bust a man the ton taiva. That's his taina. The Rav is a taina in the Mekach. So even though he's a gavra the zavon lachi lachi, but the Rav that zavon l'ridya shtels a vek that applies the mechira l'ridya. So come this, I want to learn the same way here. Avada, we're talking about the gavra was a zavon for both zriya and achil. Because if we don't know what the gavra is, avada the Rav and the mention are going to be kaveya. That's Avada the Kaviyah. So he can't say he's buying the Zriya because Rav Zerah sold the Zriya. It doesn't make sense. Rav mentioned, Rav people buy L'Achila, Avada he can't tie this to Zriya because of the Rav of the Zerah being sold the Zriya. Elamai, he is a guy with the Zav and the Zriya. We know that. He's a guy with the Zav for both. And the Shaila is this particular Mekach, what's it for? Zok the Rosh and the Rajma and the Ravid. That the Rav of the Olam is Mechriya the Mekach, even though he's a Gavad Zavon Lachi Lachi. So here we have the Shaila. Here, Rabbi Yossi says it's mistabra that if you're going b'asarayv to shtel avek the mekach, but it's not to clarify yourself. It's like we're saying, it's a shtel avek the mekach. So you go b'asarayv of flax seeds, how much it's sold for? Since rayv of flax seeds is sold as ria, so you go b'asarayv that. And the rabbanon say, no, even the shtel avek the mekach, since rayv people are buying a lachila, so you don't necessarily shtel the mekach avek b'asar how much zera is sold. You shtel avek the mekach b'asar how many people buy. And the male, that would also make a la'achila. So come, they said, not arguing in the machlekes. If by chanuyas, you go bas in the chanuyas, you go bas in the meat. They will say like the base of Ryan, that taka depends on the suffix. The rav is supposed to clarify the suffix. That depends on the suffix. If meat was randomly bought from one of the chanuyas, it doesn't make a difference how much meat was in each chanus. It's a question on one piece of meat that was randomly bought from one chanus. It depends on how many chanuyas are selling kasha, how many selling treif, irregardless of how much meat is in the chanus. If the question is that we know that the meat from all these chanuyas got out there, and the question is which piece of meat is this, then it's totally how much pieces of meat got into the street from these chanuyas. It's not totally b'chol how many chanuyas are there, it's totally how much pieces of meat came from the chanuyas to the street. If Rav then was nevela, even if Rav chanuyas are ksheira, avada, you'd say that the Rav is that straight. But here we're talking about, we're not trying to clarify a suffix, Aydei the Rav, because you can't. He's a guy that's over Lachi Lachi. Now the Rav of the Olam is Shtel Zarek to Mekach, even though he's a guy that's over Lachi Lachi. So there, Rabbi Yossi says the Rav is real, he can do it. And the Rabbanan say, no, if you have Rav, kind him not that way. So that would go against the Rav of Israel, and Mimele, you wouldn't go about the Rav. And now let's go back to the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. What does he give him? He gives him zerei negina, and they don't work, they're defective zerayim. So the Tanakhama says you just give him the amount that he paid for it, but not more. But there is a yeshayim, there is a Tana that holds that whatever expenses he had in planting these defective seeds, so you owe them, you owe him the expenses that he had, you agree him that he should waste money on these defective seeds. It's not enough if you pay him back for the seeds. You also have to pay him the money that he had to spend planting the seeds. And the Gemara says that goes like a b'shem b'gamliel. The Gemara wanted to learn up in the Mishnah. Then when it says a b'shem b'gamliel, I'm a zirei negina shenim chalim chayev bar chiyusa means that you chayev more, kol tana bashal tfuyah, say you chayev in night. So also the Gemara says it wasn't muchach. The Gemara brought a b'rais of a b'shem b'gamliel that you chayev. So the shaila is, what's the machlokes tana kama b'shem b'gamliel if he chayev for the itzo or not? Is him shanim b'shem b'gamliel? There seems to be machlokes rishanim. Tana kama the Rishbam says is a groma ba'alma and he's potter. So why is him b'shem b'gamliel holding a chayev? So the Rishbam v'nirin be'enai to knasahu. It's a knas. In other words, the chayev is just a groma. He didn't actually mazik him. Sold him defective seeds, he was goyim, then he should waste money on the seeds. The grom, and his hakim is potter. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is mechayev as a knasa bi'alma. As they bring the Ramban and Dina the Gemib from the Rif and the Rach, and Kami Rishonim, that it's a knasa bi'alma. Now the Ramban, in his kunches, Dina the Garmi, and it's also brought in the Rajma and other Rishonim here, they bring the Ari Rishonim that held that the Pshanim of Shimon Gamliel is because he had done Dina the Garmi. More above a Kamadav Kuf and Kamadav Kaimis and Shas is a din of Dina de Garmi. So that's the Pshan of Shimon Gamliel. Yechayev al Tzkarmi. It's not called the Groma. Tzkarmi. I guess it will be similar to Mayra Dina L'Shulchani. It says if you show a Shulchani a Dina, he says it's a good Dina. He tells you it's authentic and you take it because of that. And it's found out that it's no good. He has to pay al Dina de Garmi. See here also, your passing of seeds is authentic. It calls me a Yitzah. Vemela blimes Dina de Garmi. Now, the Ramban, the Dina de Garmi, and the Rajbai Fanard also asked the Kasha if the Pshan of Shimon Gamliel has done a Dina de Garmi. Well, first of all, why did the Gemara bring in Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is always the one that's done Dina de Garmi. But more important, so come days we should pass Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We pass in Dina de Garmi. And the Rif, the Rambam, the Paiskim, they don't pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I was saying, L'chayetz Much, it's not also Dina de Garmi. L'chayetz Muchach, it's also Knas. And why isn't it Dina de Garmi? The Rajman Dva don't say, but the Ramban in the Hilchas Dina de Garmi, he has a whole kuntres. It's printed as a separate kuntres in the Chedush Ramban and the Shas. Kuntres Dina de Garmi from the Ramban. So he brings that Gemara, and he says that he also is not a dina de garmi because he wasn't goyim hezek directly. Fakeret, the lekech was goyim it on himself. His role here was ke'em like a masiyas chaver lasas dov v'shein ahogun. That's not chayef teshlumen. Let's say you tell your friend bad advice, and he listens to your advice, and it comes out with a big hefset. That's not a garmi. That's not, I wasn't goyim the hezek. I caused that you should be goyim yourself a hezek. That's not dina de garmi. That's like the Rambam. But they all bring, there is a sheet that she's shining at Seir B'Shem Gil, is also Dina Degami. The klolim of Dina Degami, a very teeth, a very dakistic. Balkapanim lefizeh, like the Rishayna point out, we should pass B'Shem Gil, the Maisa we don't, the Maisa all the Paiskim don't pass B'Shem Gil, Smash B'Snat also Dina Degami. Now there's a Yad Ramah, it's laid on Daf Tzandiches, and it's brought La'alach in the turn, Simon Reish Lamed Beis. That says that there's an afkamin if the meicha knows about it or not. If the meicha didn't know it was defective, he sold them zirayim, he thought it was good. He didn't know it was defective. Lemaisa turned out to be defective, so then he's potter, he's not chayev on the itza, he's potter. But if the meicha knew it was defective, and deliberately went and defrauded the lekeach, gave him defective zirayim to cheat him out of his money, so then he's chayev on the itza also. Because it's taka dina degami. So the Aramah holds that there is a dina degami here. But that's when the meicha knows. And he's learning up the case in the Mishnah is the meicha doesn't know. How is the meicha supposed to know if the seeds are going to work or not? He doesn't know. And if he does know, he's chayim mishan dina degami. And that's a klal that says shtein shulchan aruch. Anytime someone sells someone something which is a nekach tais, and that causes a loss for the guy, a loss for the lekach, if the meicha didn't know about it, he's potter for any loss he had. That's a grammar. But if the meicha knew about it, paskin the Shulchan Aruch like the Adramai, is chayim v'shem dina degarmi. Now, Taisus seemingly holds not like the Adramai. Taisus seems to hold the opposite of the Adramai. Taisus in the very beginning of the Perek, first Taisus on Afsadik Bezim and Aleph, he says that we're talking about a case where the meicha knew about it. Because he says that ain svar lechayve klal kol aitzolak shlo yiruin klal isriya v'yoda makshas yirul isriya. He says it's a man the omen that says lechayve aitzol. It's not possible if Shimon Gamliel should hold that yechayve for aitzol unless the meicha knew about it. So lemaisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel is only mechayve when the meicha knew about it. Vayses the Tanakama holds that even when the meicha knew about it, you potter. That's good for the machlekes. Coin to a man of machlekes is verkeret. If the meicha knew about it, then everyone's mechayev al sinu degami. The machlokes is if the meicha didn't know about it. But Taisus also v'keret. He also, if he didn't know about it, how could Shimon Gamliel be mechayev? Obviously, he did know about it, and then Shimon Gamliel is mechayev. The Tanna Kama Pat is even in that case. Now, Yitzchak Chanan in the Sefer Ein Yitzchak Evan Ezra Simon Samaches, he tainis the Ramban also l'charet doesn't hold the Yad Ramah because the Ramban is matriach to explain why it's not gami. The Ramban says a svara, because you didn't cause the hezek directly. You just sold him a bad thing, and he was mazik himself. It's like mitziyei tzashene again, a sloy. He wants the taina l'chayi, he could say to machloikis, Ramban and Yad Ramah, is a machloikis l'shitasa. Because the big shmuz in the Rishaynim, this din of don dina degami, is that me'ikir adin, the dina degami is not called the grama min ha-Torah. It has a shame mazik b'yadayim. For whatever reason, whatever the klolam of garmi is, that you need a hezek miyad, you need a maisa biyadayim, you need bari yezek, whatever the klolim are. But when you have those klolim, the pshat is it's a din midaraisa yechayev, it's called a mazik biyadayim. Well, no, the whole din of degami is midarabanan, the whole din of degami is a knas. The Ramban and Kunjus din of degami holds that it's a deraisa dekadin. And that's why it goes through the Gedarim very, very clear. It goes through each case in Shas explaining why, when the Gemara says it's a grum and not garmi, why is that a grum and why is garmi garmi? What's the pshat in each case? If you look earlier, Taisus and Afkav Bezim and Bez. Now, Taisus wants to explain what's the chil did. The Gemara says grum and nizakim is aser. And Taisus wants to explain the chil between grum and garmi. Says if in Svaris Lechalik. And then he brings nearly its bar, the dini de garmi av mitam knas. Kenemuchem yishal lechein kol hezek ha-motzi v'rogalove konsai chachamim. The tam de konsai, shleikol echad helichu mazach haveri. Same time as hezek shein and nikr. So garmi is a knas. See, there's no klalam zakti ritzvah. It depends. If it's something which is ragil, it's matzi and ragil, it goes into the knas gami, and if not, it doesn't. And he says, maybe efshe b'shegi gnami konis, Reb Meir. Maybe even b'shegi konis, just like by Hezek Shein and Nikki, you find konis b'shegi at the mezid, so shayach to be konis even b'shegi. Thus stein tesis, and afchav mezim and beis. And Zakhtar Mitzvah Gachana Nein Yitzchuk, the Ramah will say things all the way. Why? Because the Ramah says that Garmi only chayev a nezik not on dalet varim. If Ayidei Garmi you a mazik a person, he only chayev a nezik and not chayev on ripitzah shevis and baishas. And the Ksais explains why. If it's Meikir Adin, you should be chayev on all dalet varim. It's called a hezik b'yadayim. Why shouldn't you be chayev on tzah ripitzah shevis and baishas? Elamai, it's a knas. And Chacham only made the knas for nezik, not for the dalet varim. Zakhtar Mitzvah Gachana Nazai. If you hold that Garmi is a knas, so then you could say that Garmi is dafka by mezid, not by shegik. Then you could say that's good for pshat. If Shimon Gamliel holds kansu shegik to mezid, so even by shegik you could say Garmi, even by shegik you give a knas. And Tanakam holds, no, that you don't make a knas by shegik, because Dina de Garmi is managed to knas. So you don't have to say it doesn't go into the gdarm of Garmi. Garmi is a knas, you don't need such darim. Anything that's matzi and ragel, this is about the matzi and ragel. Then a machlekes tanakam and shimming meal is a b'shegig, they have the knas. But b'mezid avad, they have the knas, that's a din of din of the garmi, that's the ramah. But if you hold that garmi is mikir adin, you can't be mechaltin shegig and mezid. How can mechaltin shegig and mezid if it's mikir adin? Other mood la ilam. Elamai, what's the pshan in the tanakam that holds your potter? And you can't stop say that Tanakam is laid down Dina de Gami. The Gemara would have brought in Reb Meir, and also the Rishayim wouldn't pass him then. Then the Rishayim have to pass him Shimon Gamliel. So Elamai, you have to say it doesn't fit into the Klolim of Garmi. Once it doesn't fit into the Klolim of Garmi, so Avadi v'mezid yipater. That's tiny to Bitzka Chanam Shatnis Machlekes Rishayim that the Ramah holds that it is Garmi. And the reason why there's no Chiv Garmi is Zal Shegig. And afkamin al halacha lemaisa, if it was amazed that the meicha knew about it, avad the yischai for the tzaltz garmi. And their manos is not garmi. And memela avad even amazed you'd be potter. So like we said, the machlekes is what's the chiyuv of garmi? If the chiyuv of garmi is altz knas, so then it makes sense that it is garmi here. And then it makes sense it's dafka by shegi, it's not garmi. By mazed it wouldn't be garmi. If the chiyuv of garmi is mikir adin, so it can't be machalak shegi amazed. You'll have to say that the Gdarim and Gamin don't fit here, so male, even by Mezid, you'd be butter. Now, Mitzchan is bothered. What's the pshat that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Simon and Eishlam and Beis, only bring the Yad Ramah? They don't bring any Chalkim. They bring the Yad Ramah that any time that a Meicher knew about it, Yishchayim Vasini de Gami, the Chaylak was saying, Taisus is Chaylak, because Taisus is Faket, if Shem Lil's only Mechayev when he knew about it. So instead alone, if Yitzchak wants to be Mechalik maybe, wants to be Matchir Akash from Taisis, then maybe Faket, maybe Taisis holds like the Rishenim, that the time of Hashem Wheel is Takal Zina Degami. Now Taisis holds that Dina Degami is only by Mezid. And we Paschal like Hashem Begum Wheel then. So maybe he can't bring a ride of Taisis Chaylik on the Ramah. He's Chaylik on the Ramah Mshat. The Ramah holds the Machlaikis Tanakama and Hashem Begum Wheel is by Shagig. And by Mezid, everyone holds Yechayiv, and we pass like the Tanakama, and we mele by Sheik Yipatim by Mezid Yechayiv. And Taisus holds the Machlekes, Tanakama Shem Gamliel is Dafka by Mezid. By Sheik, everyone holds Yipatim, but maybe go, we pass like a Shem Gamliel. He says, Taisus says, there's a Taisus in Bar Mitzia, Daf Samach Tes, which says that Kol Makim Sheshanim Shem Gamliel Mishasein Malachim Kameisis, even by a Braisa. So maybe we pass like a Shem Gamliel. So you can't bring Taisus as a sheet that not like the Ramah. Because maybe La Locha Lamaisa Tais ends up being like the Ramah, because he passed like Shem Gamliel. But Lachay and Shrey, they're a man. Their Ramban says, Chloe, there is no Garmi here, so Avada Bemez would also be Potter. So why is the Shulchan Aruch saying that you chayim like the Ramah? You have the Ramban that holds that you're Potter. Ayn Sham is Mayrich about it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.